Barring any hitch, a new ranking system will be introduced into the teaching profession by next academic year. This is to enhance and make teaching more attractive. The Director of Teacher Education at the GES, Dr. Evelyn Odro, said building the capacity of teachers has enormous impact on the performance of basic education. She therefore called on all to embrace the pre-tertiary teacher professional development and management policy, which will ensure that all teachers progress steadily. Dr. Odro was speaking at a three-day meeting to examine the policy in Accra. Rosalind Ganyaglo has more.
The pre-tertiary teacher professional development and management policy, which was introduced in 2010, is at its final stage of consideration. The introduction of the policy forms part of the restructuring of the teacher education system at the pre-tertiary level. It focuses mainly on the development of teachers. The three-day meeting will offer stakeholders the opportunity to deliberate on the policy, its prospects and challenges. Director of Teacher Education at the GES, Dr. Evelyn Odro, said implementation of the policy will streamline the teacher career path and promotion system.
The need for a continuous insert has become paramount for ensuring teacher quality, which has been the target for achieving educational reform. In view of this, the collective responsibility to ensure access to quality teacher preparation programs that will ensure quality teaching and improve learning outcomes is very essential. There is therefore the need for a stronger linkage and continuous engagement between all parties involved in teacher preparation at both pre-service and in-service to ensure a proper transition of trainees.
The Executive Secretary of the National Teaching Council, Dr. Augustine Teria, said the council will put in place mechanisms that will make teachers discharge their duties more professionally.
All our teachers who come out of the colleges will have 1 year induction. During this period, they will have all the guidance they need so that they can integrate into the field of teaching at the school context appropriately. All the teachers in the system will also have a proper conversion or migration, as the terms may emerge during this deliberation, so that they can now participate in structured professional development activities.
The Greater Accra Regional Director of Education, Peter Atefa, said making the profession attractive does not necessarily mean salary increases, but rather making sure they have what it takes to teach.
If you look at the teaching profession now, it is not attractive. People enter into the profession and then they leave. Those who are already in it, their ranks will be changed, and then those who are coming will start with the new ranks that are. So it's expected that maybe by the next academic year, we should start implementing.